All right, so this is different because today is the last day of May, and I was trying to get our guest within the month, and I couldn't get them within the month. So Dungeon and I might record with them this weekend. But I wasn't going to leave y'all hanging, so I'm going to do a solo episode for the Real Relationship Rapport on a topic that I'm, I guess, trying for next season on one of the podcasts. And so I just picked one of the questions on here, and I'm going to talk about it for a little bit. This is the Real Relationship Rapport. My name is Shan. It is usually me and Dungeon that do this podcast on the Stereo app, but it's just me tonight. So what I will say is you can find this podcast on any podcast app. You can find it on Stereo app and all of the recordings before. You can find it on there also. The topic tonight is, why do women seek happiness through men in relationships? And I'm going to answer that. Welcome to the Real Relationship Report. In relationships, the search for happiness is too common, and it resonates deeper, I think, with women in a societal framework of things, right? For many women, this need to find the right relationship and get happy is linked to having the right man in your life, quote unquote. And this whole idea of, am I going to find somebody that's rich? Am I going to find somebody that likes me more? Am I going to find somebody that's this or that? It's all in our heads, right? It's emotional, it's society pressures, and it's psychological, and sometimes it's culture-wise, depending on where you're from, where your family might pressure you into going for someone that wasn't even on your radar. Now, you may think, what are the society pressures for women? I feel like society has this big expectation for women when it comes to love and relationship, down to like when they were little girls. From the fairy tales, from the romantic comedies that we watch as teenagers, to women just needing to have Lifetime Channel or Hallmark Channel on their TVs in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, okay? And I love the fact that my daughters are not Disney movie girls where they believe in Prince Charming and all of this, because I just feel like your looks are not going to dictate who you get and what relationships that you have that are going to be really good. I want my kids to be smart, and I want them to be self-motivated. And if and when someone comes into their life that's worth them adding them to their life and their time and their effort, for sure. But I don't want them thinking all I have to do is look pretty and I get this 100% great person in my life and he's a man and I don't have to do anything, right? But 75% of women feel like there's this societal pressure to find the right partner to have this fulfillment that they've been looking for all their lives. And that's not reality. This narrative that suggests women's worth is tied into what a status of the relationship is or the man is, it's old, it's exhausting. And I think as girls grow up, they start to internalize what they look like, what they sound like, what man likes this, what boy likes this. And girls who engage with romantic media are most likely to believe that their happiness depends on who they find in relationships. And that is what's pushing women to think, oh, I'm going to find a good man and I'm going to get happy. I'm going to find a rich man and I'm going to be happy. I'm going to find a man who loves me more than I love him and I'm going to be forever happy. And that's not real. Now, I think a lot of the idea of a man giving a woman happiness comes from what they depend on emotionally. I think emotional dependency can be dangerous because you're putting your feelings on someone else when you should be in control and managing your own feelings. I think women leaning on men for happiness can be exhausting for that man. A lot of men, you know, experience that pressure too, where they feel like they have to be a certain way in order to have a woman or in order to keep a woman's attention. They feel like they have to do all of these things that they really don't want to do in order to show her friends or her family that they're good enough or they're better than the next person. And I think having emotional dependency on the person that you're with is not fair because it's too much pressure. Like, we already have pressure from adulting. Why do I have to have the pressure of making sure that you're always happy every day? No, a person should never have full control over your happiness. And so this reliance is rooted in the desire for connection and fearing somebody leaving you and society glorifying, oh, he bought her this. Oh, he took her on this trip. Oh, she met his family. Oh, look at the ring. Oh, look at this. And it's just like, be happy in your relationship. You don't have to show the world. Be happy in your relationship. It doesn't have to be every day roses. Be happy in your relationship. It doesn't have to be where if you're sad, it's his job to make you happy. Like, nobody should have to deal with that pressure. Women may find themselves seeking a lot of validation from their man, believing that their overall like well-being is based upon what he does, what he doesn't do. There are women and men saying that if a man doesn't do this and he doesn't say that, then that's not the right one for you. To maintain a balanced relationship, you have to ensure that you are already happy or you're capable of your own happiness. And then you meet someone who's doing the same thing. And then y'all sometimes do that for each other. But it's not 100% on the next person. That's not healthy. The role of intimacy in relationships is very important. And when I say intimacy, I'm not talking about sex. I'm just talking about closeness and spending quality time. And intimacy is important in relationships. And a lot of women want a deeper emotional connection with their man. And the nature that intimacy pushes is expectation for someone to be this, to do this, and that their partner should be their primary happiness source. And that's not healthy. You know, there's a survey that revealed over 70% of women consider emotionally intimacy as the most significant aspect of the relationship. And I feel like that's a big percentage when it comes to someone else trying to figure out who they are with you and who they are by themselves. And the joy that is shared from moments and authentic conversation and you just having experiences with this person and building that strong bond to put your happiness in their control, that's a lot. And women might look at men to fulfill their desires for closeness or this idea of having a deeper connection than their friends or their next person as top priority when that's not what they're giving their partner either. And especially if the woman that you're with as a man didn't have that intimacy and that closeness with their dad, they might see you as the person to fulfill all those holes that they've had over this long period of time of not having their dad around. And that's a lot of pressure. Now, I know some men like that a woman might depend on them a bit more like a dad figure, but not everybody can deal with that. And so your idea of what partnership should be for you as a woman might not be your man's idea. And that's why you need to talk about these things before you say, yes, let's be in a relationship or let's exclusively date. And men and women approach relationships with different ideas about what they want from the experiences that they've had. There are many women who have views on partnerships that's completely different from what a man's would be. This essential support system that they have in their minds doesn't match what you will be able to do. When life gets challenging, is this woman looking to lean on you completely? Or does she need you 20% more? Or how does she want you to show up? But you know what I think? I think when couples respect what they do separately and then you come together, I think that's an easier relationship of understanding because you're not trying to change what this person does on a regular for the sake of what you need. And so a lot of couples that do things together or like to travel together or they have like a common interest, of course the dynamic is a bit easier. Of course, happiness is a bit more because there's an understanding, there's a respect there, there's a want to do these common things with each other. But you cannot completely just search for fulfillment in a man as a woman for happiness solely. That's not fair. And I think for a lot of women, what society is, they give women this idea that when you get a man, your life is going to be completely stable. When you get a man, you're going to have all of these great things that you need. And the reality is, you might not. Because while you're also working on your shit, that man that you're with, that you care about, that you want to grow to love, is probably working on his shit. And he might not be able to give you that trip that you want at the moment. Maybe he might work up to it. He might not be able to buy you that bag that you want. He might not be able to give you $500 a week like you have in your mind. So what is your realistic idea of stability? And are you really looking for a man so you don't have to adult in life? Or are you looking for a man just to have a bond, build with, have a future with? And both of y'all work towards the things that you want. I think having joy, of course, everybody wants joy, but seeking joy in another person solely so they can make you happy all the time, I feel like that's kind of selfish. You know, that's kind of like self-absorbed. And through emotional support, yeah, you can grow to have more happiness together, but I think your personal happiness should be something you're constantly working on. I think your personal happiness should be what fulfills you first before you put that on somebody else. And being in a relationship can lead to a bunch of different experiences that you both can learn from. So it doesn't always have to be, oh, you're my man, make me happy. Oh, you didn't make me happy today. Like, get off of that guy. Leave him alone. Back the hell up. Okay? I think men are allowed to have not so great days. I think men are allowed to not be 100% on or you have his full attention every day. Just because you're in a relationship doesn't mean you get to dictate this man's life just because y'all are in a relationship. I think the desire to chase happiness through relationship involves a lot of different things. What are your friends telling you? What are your family members telling you? What are your personal goals? What are your emotional needs? Do you need more emotionally than what this person can do? Is it their fault that they can't do more for you emotionally? Like, you really have to be able to check yourself on what you're demanding from somebody. And even though women might find a bit more joy next to their partner, you have to learn how to still thrive independently. You have to learn how to find personal fulfillment in things and share it with the person that you're with. Not make them take on the job of, now all of my happiness in life is your job. No, your happiness should never be anybody else's job. So you can still have personal independence. I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, We support each other, and that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Or let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right with Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. With your emotions and have personal happiness while in a relationship, but don't put your every happiness measurement onto a man because they're going through their own things, but they're choosing to go through things in life with you. And so to be a woman and to be loving and to be caring and to be understanding and to be willing to allow somebody to share their happiness with you and add to your happiness already, do that. I think the idea for happiness in relationships for women, it has been pushed like you're supposed to find Mr. Fix-It. Or this man that's going to come into your life and do all of these great things and you're not going to have any issues and it's just going to be smiley faces all the fucking time. But that's not realistic. Okay? Because you have to understand the dynamics in every relationship. You have to understand how you can give this person more joy and how they can give you more joy. But I think ultimately, you should always have personal happiness and not solely put that 100% on a man, even though I know women do it. Even though I know women perpetuate this idea like, if you can't make me happy, then I'm going to find somebody else that will. Listen, there will always be other people in life that you can choose to talk to, right? But you get to a point as you mature that you've seen enough new people that you're just like, this is the person I want to work with. This is the person I want to build with. This is the person I want to have my happy moments with. And you work with that person. And you learn to be compromising with that person. And you learn to be patient with that person. And hopefully you find who that person is. But do not 100% lean on them to give you 1,000% happiness. Because that's not their job. My name is Shan. I just wanted to share that with y'all. I hope you guys enjoyed your May. We are stepping into my birthday month, June. I will be back with the episode with our guest. And I hope you have a great end of the month. Don't forget to pay your rent. You can find The Real Relationship Rapport on your favorite podcast app. You can find more of this podcast on shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. And don't forget to check out the shop with a bonfire. It is on the website and the new newsletter for Thick Grits and Pods. And it is on shambipodden on IG. Peace. I'll tell Dungeon y'all said hi.